I know a lot of you are interested. You are curious about what's going on with Social Security right now. Payments, are they going to be higher? Are you eventually going to lose out on Social Security? I know these are questions and concerns that you have and we all have as Americans. Well, hopefully we can get some answers for you. Joining us right now with Social Security is Robert Fenn. How are you doing today, Mr. Fenn?
Can't complain, won't complain. Yourself?
Hey, we appreciate it. We appreciate it. Can you let our listeners know, what's your exact position?
Exact position is a public affairs specialist with the Social Security Administration. I cover several different counties, including Stark, Summit, Wayne, Medina, Mahoning, Trumbull, Richland counties.
Wow. So you are a busy man. We appreciate you carving out a few minutes of your Wednesday morning to chat with us, sir. My first question is, are people going to get bigger Social Security payments moving forward because of inflation?
Yes, and I like how you worded that. It's due to inflation. There will be a cost of living increase coming 2023. Roughly 70 million individuals are going to receive an increase. Those who are receiving a Social Security retirement or disability payment will see that payment reflected in their January check. Those who are receiving SSI, Supplemental Security Income, they will see that payment reflected around the December 30th payment, since the holiday falls on their payment date. So therefore, they will get that check at the end of the month in December.
So how much is this cost of living adjustment going to be? Are people going to see, you know, a few hundred dollars a month, or is it not going to be that much?
Mm-hmm. That percentage is 8.7%. That 8.7% actually is the highest increase. You have to go back 40 years prior to 1981, around, I think it was around 11% or so then. So this 8.7% will be added to their Social Security payments, and they will see that increase. That gives an average around, just an average, of $140. And I have to say this, Mr. Miller, I want to make sure that people understand that when they hear me say 8.7%, they quickly take out their calculators, and then they add 8.7% to the amount that they see direct deposit into their accounts. If a person is to receive a Social Security retirement benefit before they reach their full retirement age, which is another discussion, hopefully you have me back on the show, we can talk about, but if they took their Social Security benefits early, that means there's a reduction by taking it early. So when they add 8.7% to their net amount which was deposited into the account, they could come off a little bit a lesser of a number because they're off by adding it or multiplying it to the wrong amount. The 8.7% will be added to what they would have received at their full retirement age. Then if they took it earlier, there's a little bit of reduction for those months that they took it earlier. So they could be off a dollar or two. So just FYI for those who are listening.
I'm glad you're able to explain that to myself and my listeners, because that sounds confusing, but thankfully you're able to break it all down for us. And I know that in 2021, Robert, the cost of living adjustment was only increased by 1.3%. Then it went from 1.3% in 2021 to, in 2022, it was 5.9%. Mm-hmm. And then now in 2023, starting next year, it's going to be 8.7%. I mean, that is quite the jump when you think of 2 years there.
Yes, by far. But see, the information in order to find out that Social Security receives in terms of how much is going to be and when we're going to pay, it actually comes from, it's tied to the Consumer Price Index as determined by the Department of Labor and Bureau of Labor Statistics. So they basically, the Department of Labor Bureau of Statistics, they give us the information saying, hey, here are the numbers in terms of the inflation from September 30 of 2022 back to September 30th of 2021. And so if they see there is an increase, they, in short, let us know at Social Security what that Social Security check is going to be increased. And so those prior year that you mentioned, there was a lower amount. One indicator, and there's a lot of indicators, and I don't want to bore your listeners on it, but one of the indicators is the cost of gas. And if you reflect back in the past, and you look at those dollar amounts of cost of gas during that time period, you will see there were some lower prices. But if you go back to that 5.89 that you mentioned, that dollar amount, remember the cost of gas, Ron. And so we were looking at $3 to $4 then. And so you would see that reflected in that cost of living adjustment for the Social Security check.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, I was wondering what the indicators were, what made the Social Security Administration look at certain categories and say, okay, it's time to bump it up. So cost of our groceries, is that considered in the inflation? Is that one of the indicators?
That is one of the indicators. Now, I am not an economist, so I do not want people contacting me, you know, asking me to break every category down. But there's several major categories, and underneath those major categories, there's minor categories. I'm including, you know, the groceries or what have you, and then property and what have you. And so that's where you get other individuals asking questions about how are we using our grading to determine what that is. So again, that comes from the Consumer Price Index. They determine that. And so they determine which grading we use to determine how much that Social Security check is going to be increased or maintained its value. What's most important that I like to make sure I say this before I jump off here is that people must understand that no matter what, the Social Security check, we have a hold harmless provision as well, because it's tied to also people receive increases in the Medicare. Well, the next year, Medicare, the cost of Medicare Part B is going from $171.10 being decreased to $164.90. So therefore, people are going to feel more of an impact from that Social Security benefit. But regardless if Medicare was to go up or not, Social Security has a hold harmless provision, meaning their check would stay the same. So even though I know we get caught up in, oh, is it going up? Is it going down? Well, in short, the Social Security check is made to be reflected based upon, so use that power value, your purchasing power, so the Social Security check would stay the same or increase. It's not lowered.
Man, there are a lot of variables, and I'm glad, Robert, that you're able to break it all down for us. Let me ask you about the new Medicare enrollment changes. How's that going to impact people? Are maybe less or more people eligible now? Can you explain that to us?
Yes, thank you for asking that. Prior, let's just do the term of this year, 2022. If an individual looks to file for their Medicare, there's three different traditional ways. And I'm talking traditional or original Medicare, not what people see on TV. You know, you see Jimmy Walker and Joe Namath, you know, those commercials. Those are Medicare Advantage plans.
Okay.
Medicare Advantage plans, their time frame is October 15th through December 7th for people to get something added to their Medicare plan. So I'm talking about traditional Medicare. So traditional Medicare, you have an initial enrollment period, a special enrollment period in general. So in short, initial enrollment period means I can file 3 months before I turn 65 that month. Well, currently, if someone files the month after they turn 65 and they were not working, Medicare would start 2 months after that. Come 2023, and in the initial enrollment period, someone files for their Medicare benefits a month after, it starts exactly 1 month after that. So there's less amount of time they have to wait. Then the next part that's going to change in 2023 is called the general enrollment period. If someone misses their initial enrollment period, they missed the special. Special means I was working and I was covered by the group health plan, so therefore I didn't take Medicare, because there's no law that says you have to take it if you're still working, covered by a group health plan. But let's say someone missed that opportunity, then everyone has a general enrollment period, January, February, March. In 2022, if you enrolled January, February, March because you missed the other opportunities, it would become effective in July. And Medicare has a clause that says if 12 months have passed, they assess a 10% penalty. So what is the change? Come next year in 2023, if someone enrolls in January, February, or March for the general enrollment period, if they enroll in January, it'll start in February. They enroll in February, it'll start in March. Enroll in March, it'll start in April. So as you just mentioned, Jordan, there, that more individuals are going to maybe get their Medicare benefits sooner and lessens the possibility of them getting that 10% penalty that I just mentioned. So it's a good thing. More people are going to be able to have that Medicare, or at least rest assured that when they retire, they know they have that portion of their medical insurance covered.
Wow. Yeah, that is a lot to break down. I hope our listeners are taking note. And if they miss anything, they can head on over to WHBC.com later. We're going to have a post up. Before we go, though, I do have another question, Robert. I'm a 26-year-old in this economy.
Mm-hmm.
In 40 years, hopefully it's only 40, but at this rate, you know, my generation won't be able to collect until we're 75 or 80 years old. But I know that's a joke that the millennials and the Gen Zs make all the time, but is there any worry that the younger generations may not have any Social Security to fall back on in 40 years?
You mean to tell me that a person that is 25, 26 years old is thinking about 40 years from now?
I want to know.
Right there. Well, I'll say this. One, let me just answer what your question really is saying. Is Social Security going to be there? Yes, Social Security is going to be there. Have you heard conversations about it is not going to be there? In short, what people are hearing and not understanding, because it's not communicated effectively, is that if there aren't any changes with Social Security uses the top 35 years, the amount of taxes, the dollar amounts that we're receiving all the way up to 2035. Social Security is a pay-as-you-go system. If there aren't any changes, when someone files come 2035, instead of getting a full 100%, their payment could be around 78%, so $780. The state of Ohio alone, $2.5 billion was paid out in December of 2021. What organization, what group, what political group, whatever you want to call it, would want that to stop? That's the first part I would also add to that. And when people talk about, is Social Security going to be there, what they're reflecting on is that Social Security takes in principal and interest. If there aren't any changes, it's the interest that may go down, but the principal is still there. How is the principal there? Because we are still United States citizens. Social Security is a pay-as-you-go system. Long as we are here, we are paying into the system, Social Security is still there. This same conversation happened during the 80s, 1983, 84, you know, and so they had to make some adjustments, they being Congress, in order to continue the Social Security benefits projecting out further. So those who are younger at this stage, I have a younger individual in my life, I explain to them the situation. And so the easiest way I can explain it again to wrap this up here in a nice little bow, if you have a bank account and you're gaining interest on that bank account, you put money into it and you were able to live off just on the interest, great. That's a very rosy world. But the point is the money that you put in there is still there. It's the interest, what they're saying, could be dwindling down. They're looking to see if they need to make adjustments in the future.
All right, Robert Fenn with Social Security Administration. You broke it all down. You answered all my questions. And in what is this, 2022? So in 2045, all right, if I'm unable to collect Social Security, I'm giving you a call personally, okay?
Great. Well, I will be well enough in age to be able to answer that question for you.
Okay. Robert Fenn, we appreciate the call. You have a good one, man.
I appreciate the phone call. Take care, everybody.